Hi, I'm Doreen Howard. I'm with the Fisher Body History Team, and it is October 10th, 2005. I'm sorry. October 6th. I just said that. We're here with Sharon Decker. She's one of the physical therapists here at the plant. And if everyone could go around and state their names for the record.
I'm Mike Fleming.
Cheryl McClain.
Linda Johnson.
Jerry Smith.
John Fidoa.
Doug Rademacher.
Marilyn Coulter. Okay,
and we are doing this interview today at the Fisher Body plant, and it is 5 to 9. Sharon, can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
I'm Sharon Decker. I live at 4888 North Gunnell in Diamond Dale.
Okay. Are you married at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And you have
for 20 years.
20 years. Wow, that's a long time.
No children, just birds.
Just birds. Okay. And are you married to someone that works here or someone that works outside of here?
No, my husband works for the state of Michigan. He does computer work at the state.
Okay. You work in our physical therapy department.
I have since 86, shortly after I got married, I joined the physical therapy department and worked there. I started over at the HRC building, and then when they opened up therapy here at Fisher Body, I've been working here ever since. I've gone through quite a few different employees. So every time, I guess it was Whitten and Boutros started out at first, and then they had the contract for maybe, I don't know, 7-8 years, and then Ingham Medical took over the contract. So I worked with them for, I don't know, 6 years, and then now I'm working for PRS, the company out of Kansas. So I've gone through lots of companies, and I've seen lots of people here.
Well, tell me about your first few days working here in the plant. Can you recall?
Oh, well... Well, I worked at the HRC building, and you know how beautiful that was. It was windows, nice and spacious, and then all of a sudden they put us over at this Fisher Body plant where there's no windows, you have to climb stairs, it's like a little sardine box. So I was really disappointed. I just thought, they put us in this awful building. But, and then plus, you know, to walk all the way out from the parking lot, it was awful too, because I thought, I'd park my car out there and I'd get lost trying to find my car on the way back, or I'd go for lunch and it took me the whole lunch hour to find my car. I'm thinking, somebody stole my car. But I found a bunch and decided that I'll just eat my lunch here or at Harry's. So the first day was kind of awful, and after a while you got used to it and you didn't mind and you just thought, well, this is part of the routine. It was fascinating to, you know, walk across the tracks and see, you know, the cars being built. So that was very interesting. And usually you have this whole crew of people saying hello to you every morning. So that was very interesting.
Now, what actually do you do when someone comes in to see you? Can you explain a little bit about what your job is?
Well, usually what happens is the physical therapist or the occupational therapist will check out the patient to see what needs to be done, what kind of therapy they need, and usually they'll get them on a routine of, you know, most people just need exercise and get them on a good exercise program, and usually massage or hot packs or ultrasound, so usually we'll just get them going.
Do you have any type of injuries that are like considered a typical injury for our plant?
You know,
something that's reoccurring a lot?
Carpal tunnel. Lots of carpal tunnel. That and a lateral epicondylitis too. So we see a lot of that. A lot of upper body injuries. We haven't seen too many backs lately, just lots of hands. And
would that be considered repetitive motion?
Yeah, definitely. Lots of squeezing, you know, a lot of people with the power tools, and I
think, you know, just a lot of, you know, jobs that they have to do over and over again. So.
Okay, we're going to consider repetitive motion jobs.
Yeah.
Musculoskeletal injuries more so than anything else.
Yeah, definitely. We don't get too many, you know, bad accidents where they have bad injuries, but, you know, just repetitive injuries.
And you work with a crew by yourself?
I work with a physical therapist and also an occupational therapist. So there's three of us now. When we first started out, we had, you know, quite a few therapists, and then as the years have continued, we've have just a smaller crew. We see less people.
At this point, you do. I do, and I can remember some of the people that were in there. It was quite a diverse group in there, if I remember correctly. Wasn't there a gentleman from Africa or something?
Yeah, Isaac. He's from Nigeria.
Okay, and then the rest of your, were you all from the inner city of Lansing? Did you come from the outskirts? What drew you to Lansing?
Oh, I am from Lansing, but we had a lot, a big crew from different places, from Nigeria, and from Jackie was from Jamaica, and then also we have a girl from Sweden, a couple girls from Sweden. So we have a lot of therapists that had come from different countries. So.
What did that add to your work environment with all these different cultures?
Oh, very interesting. We had Jyotsna also from India. So, you know, very interesting, you know, whole different.
It allowed you to learn about their different cultures. And
oh, yeah. Very, very neat. Took a while to get interest or to understand, like Jyotsna from India. It took me a while to understand her, but after you work with somebody for a couple months, then you can have an easier time understanding her dialect and her.
Sharon, I heard you say that you started over at the HRC building. Is that on St. Joe?
In yeah, Waverly? Their old Stoner so, School.
And I'd been in there, and I know how nice of a, almost an office medical building that was. Did you ever see the actual process of building vehicles before you came into the Fisher Body Plant?
Nope, that was my first time.
So my question to you is, back then, without an understanding of the type of work that people did when they came to you, after coming into here, did you take on an appreciation for the worker and the injury that they actually had when you walked by and saw the type of work that they were doing on a daily basis out on the assembly line?
Oh, yeah. You could see that, you know, these people were, you know, constantly up and moving and there wasn't much of a break, and working at HRC, you had no idea. You know, people would try to explain their job to you, and you tried to understand, but it's a little bit hard if you don't see it here. So it was a big awakening to see how people worked. Very interesting.
Can I ask where you got your education, or what prepared you to go into physical therapy?
I'm a physical therapy technician, so I work under the therapist, and I work under the occupational therapist. So I have, you know, a little bit of college background, but I don't have a degree in physical therapy.
Just a slightly different vein here. Sharon, you said you were from Lansing. Did you, what side of town did you live on?
I lived on the east side of town, right off 496, and so, right by Potter Park area. My parents just recently moved away from that area, so we grew up in Lansing and always.
So, did you know any? Did you?
My father was a GM employee.
Oh, your father was a GM employee.
Yeah, he worked there 30-some years. So,
was he hourly or salary?
Hourly.
So was this anything like what you might have heard him talk about as a child?
You know, he didn't really talk about it. Usually, I think after working in the factory all day, the typical position of my dad was you come home and he was out on the couch sleeping. I think the whole, like, you know, day of working in a plant all day exhausted you, so he was napping most of the time.
Now, did you find that your father spoke loud at home? Or was he a soft spoken?
Oh, you know, he's, I guess your typical dad, where, you know, if I came from a large family, and if you're making a lot of noise and disturbing dad, you got out from it. It's like, shut up. Lie down. But no, you know, he wasn't very loud.
I know oftentimes people who work in the plant, you know, you found out, my dad worked in a factory too, and I found out once I worked here, I understood why he spoke so loud, because it was so loud in here. And so I wondered about that. So did you, so as a child, did you have any idea of what this was going to be like when you came in here? Did you ever think you'd be working inside here in some capacity?
No. At first I thought, oh my God, I don't want to, I didn't want to have anything to do with, you know, working with the plant or in the plant. I just thought, no thanks. But after, you know, I've been here 20 years and I do like it. You meet all kinds of interesting people and to hear their stories, and, you know, they have so many hobbies that it's just very interesting. You do, you know, run into so many people that I've really enjoyed it. And, you know, it is kind of upsetting to think that, you know, every time I went through a contract change to think, oh no, you know, I might not have a job here. What will I do? So I do enjoy working here.
So what are some of your most interesting memories you have about being here since your 80s? Anything really exciting ever happened to you, or something really, really memorable?
We'll have to come back to that one.
Okay.
What was a typical day like for you? What time would you usually start? What time would you go home? And what did your day actually involve?
Oh, usually we just, I start at 8:30 now. And so usually we see patients about 9 o'clock. And so we see them all morning long. And then we see a lot of hands and shoulders. And there's a guy that fell off a dirt bike and he injured himself. He broke, you know, several ribs and he's injured his scapula. So he's trying to get back in shape to get back into the into work. And so we're trying to help him out with exercise, get him stronger. He punctured a lung, and so he was coming into work to see the doctor and to say, you know, I want to go back to work. And you know, he couldn't breathe, but he still wanted to get back to work. And the doctor's like, no, you got to get in better shape than this. So he's trying really hard to get back in shape, and he's lifting weights and going through all his exercise. And he wants to return to work. He's been off long enough. He wants to work. So, you know, the majority of the people I run into do love working. You know, you might hear that, you know, a lot of people are trying to get out of work, but the majority that I run into want to work. So, you know, it's...
Yeah. Most of the injuries that you see are actual true injuries, and people are not just making it up just to, get out of doing things. And a lot of people, especially with, like, the repetitive injuries, a lot of people, you can't see it, so they tend to think that... there's nothing wrong with that person. They're just faking it or whatever.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that they are faking it. You know, that if you don't see blood, if you don't see scars, you know, they're faking it. But, you know, I don't know. I think if you worked on the line for, I don't know, how many hours a day, you know, 7 days a week, 6 days a week, you do have injuries. You know, sometimes you wonder how these people do it. You know, I'll go home and wash my car for an hour, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, how many people are standing up for, you know, 7, 8, 10 hours? So, no, it's hard work.
Um, Was there any things that you did during the day on your lunch hours or any type of activities that you were involved with other people in the plant? Did you go outside of your physical therapy?
Oh, you know, what's fun is that every once in a while we'll have a job fair and we'll go to Plant 6 or even here we have the job fairs. And usually we'll set up our booth to let people know that we're here, you know, here's physical therapy. If you get injured, come and talk to us. And so usually we have a gadget where it helps you tell people's grip strength. And the guys are just a riot. You know, they want to know how strong they are. So it's, like, very competitive. You know, somebody comes over and has a really strong grip strength, they have to bring their buddy over to, you know, come on, let me see how hard you can grip this. So that's enjoyable. It's fun to talk to people and see people who've been in therapy before. It's kind of like a little reunion. So it's enjoyable.
Did you have any friendships that developed over the years with any of the employees?
Oh, I have here. My friend in medical, where we walked every day at lunch, where, you know, go out in this neighborhood here and walk in the area. And we've probably been walking, I don't know, 10 years. And I think she's going to go over to the Delta plant, and I think I'm going to go to the LGR plant. And I'm like, who will I walk with? You know, I practically have grown up with her, hearing her stories of her children. So, and then this area out here is beautiful to go walking, and the landscape's beautiful, and the flowers are great. You know, every time you go out there, you think, I need to go home and plant some flowers. So, it's a beautiful area.
20 years, that's a long time to work for one. In one building, well, not particularly one building. How long, you said you came over here in 80?
I think it was like maybe 91. 90s? I can't remember. That's, I need to write these things down.
How have the working conditions in our facility, have they changed from your perspective at all? As far as, has there been more injuries or fewer injuries over the time period? They put in like ergonomics and other programs that they tried to help people so that they wouldn't get injured. Do you see that from where you're coming from the physical therapy area? Are you seeing that there's fewer injuries or more injuries, or are they both the same?
You know, I see a lot less people than when I first started. You know, we used to be just jam-packed with people. We'd see people every half an hour, and now it's, we see less. You know, we just see maybe a few people in the morning and a few people at night. And then now that Fisher Body's closed down, you know, we see a few people from LGR, so we do see a lot less people.
So some of these programs that they've instituted over the years,
I would
may be contributing to that?
I would hope so.
How do you feel about your last few days that you're going to be here at this facility? Do you have any...
Oh, you know, I'm kind of excited because they have windows over at LGR. I'm on a window. I want to see if it's raining or it's snowing or if there's a storm. But I don't know. You know, I think I just don't know what to expect at LGR. You know, just like, where am I going to park? But it is sad. It really is. It was sad when they, you know, closed the doors here and the majority of the people left. You could tell they were pretty happy, though. It's like, you know, I don't know. Some people were kind of happy, and some people were just kind of sad, too. There was a big variety of emotions.
How about yourself? How do you feel about the Fisher Body plant closing down?
You know, it is kind of sad to see it close down. I guess I don't know. I think if I just, I'm going to be a physical, you know, a Fisher body and then go to LGR, then it's just a transition. And it is sad.
When you think about the times that you've come in for all those years, there were people everywhere. And within the last 4 months or so, you've been coming in, there's no one. It's kind of different, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of like a ghost town. You know, if you walk through here and you see all the machinery stacked in piles and computers stacked in piles, you just think, wow, how are they doing this? It just doesn't seem feasible to me that something, you know, that you could tear this plant down. It just doesn't seem like it's possible.
Changes for the future. A lot of changes coming up.
Yeah.
Well, you said that you, every contract, you were switching companies also, so you really didn't know if you were going to work for the same company or if the contract would be renewed. So that feeling that you had about no job security, not guaranteed, and that's what every auto worker has felt. From the time I hired into 1978, you know, you never knew if you were going to get another product or if you'd be employed. And as you were just saying, the feeling of walking through and seeing all the machinery taken down, knowing that we have plants around the country that are shutting down permanently, do you recognize and feel a sense of accomplishment also with this workforce that there's a new plant being built for this workforce?
Well, I think it's kind of sad. It's nice that people get to go to a new building in a new plant, but it's kind of sad that they're going to have, you know, less employees there. And I'm kind of afraid that when they go there, when the employees go to the new plant, you just wonder how job-friendly will it be? You know, will the people have to continuously, you know, work and, you know, there's not much breaks. When you hear about people working at LGR, and they just don't like it. You know, it just is too fast of a pace. It just seems like, you know, you get no break time, you get no recovery time. This is what I hear. So I'm kind of afraid, is the new plant, is the Delta plant going to be like that? Will people, you know, have to constantly stand and not sit? You know, how mean. Let these people sit down.
Well, it just sounds like you haven't. You said that it's going to be a transition over to LGR and looking forward to the windows, but it sounds like over this 20 years you've got a real compassion for the worker of this facility.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, usually people come in for therapy and you form a bond because you're with them for maybe 2 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, and you find out about the family and what's going on, and, you know, they're just like me and you and, you know, Joe Blow. You know, it's kind of like, you know, they are family. So, you know, you don't want them to be injured, and you don't want them to have injuries when they're 67 years old. You just think, you know, don't ruin your shoulder. You still have to live with it when you retire, so you kind of hate to see those kind of injuries.
You shared a little bit ago that when she asked about a memorable moment in your period here, you said we have to go back to that. I'd like to go back to that just briefly. Did anything ever happen? Did anyone ever do anything special? Were you ever recognized for something in your profession, or did anybody in the plant celebrate your birthday? Is something special that happened for you?
Oh, you know, we used to just put signs all over the wall, you know, happy birthday if you turned 40, you know, it was all plastered all over the wall. So people would come by and have to find out who's 40 and I don't know. Sometimes you kind of hate that. It's like, I don't want to be recognized for having a birthday when you're 40. But, yeah, usually we have birthday parties and cake and ice cream.
Well, we had a lot of members we have the convenience of having a place called Harry's Place that people would go to for lunches. And I heard you say at the start of the interview that you used to bring your lunch and get lost trying to find your vehicle or trying to go to lunch, so you started packing your lunch. And then you did mention that you'd go to Harry's. So a lot of people have a misconception about what they call a shop bar. What was your impression of Harry's Place?
Oh, you know, usually I'll just run into Harry's. It just seems like a big family bar when I stop by. You know, there's usually people I recognize from the plant in there, and I'll go pick up my sandwich and leave. But, you know, I've never really sat down there. Usually it's just too smoky to go in there, so. But, I don't know. They have good food.
Well, is there anything at all that you can think of that you'd like to share with us that we may have not touched upon?
Well, I just probably would like to tell you guys that it's a great plant. I've really enjoyed working. I guess when you think back, you think, you know, it's pretty sad to think that they are closing down and that you're, you know, you miss a lot of people. And you know, but I'm sure it was, you know, it seems like the majority of the people that you do talk to enjoyed working here and enjoyed their friendship. You know, people would stop by therapy and, you know, always hassle each other. You know, you could tell that there is a good friendship there. So, seems like a nice plant.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. Hopefully I can continue.
Well, thank you very much for your interview.
Yes, we thank you very much, Sharon.